Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Alice.
Hello.
Who do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I was dreaming.
Here, I've got you some tea.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what time is it?
Some of us have been up for 10 minutes.
Oh, I know. I didn't sleep so good.
Okay. Well, that makes two of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it that takeaway?
Yeah, and all the rest of it.
Chris... It's not so bad. You mustn't worry too much.
No? Okay, I'll stop then.
You mustn't let it keep you awake.
I'm up now anyway.
Oh, come on, it's Sunday. What's the big rush?
You stay in bed if you like. I've got some serious thinking to do.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hiya.
You about to become very busy?
Oh, it's the trailers. Greasing them up, checking the tyre pressures.
Okay.
Ready for harvest, which probably means it'll rain non-stop for the next 2 months.
Don't say that.
So, you got another job for me?
You know those marketing ideas I was talking about for the beef and the lamb?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing some research about how we could use social networking to promote our products.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Twitter, Facebook, blog, that kind of stuff.
Oh, sounds very cutting edge.
I've printed out a load of stuff if you know, want to have a look sometime.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Maybe not right now, though.
It's Spencer. Oh, he's not coming round after all.
Busy.
Things aren't so good over there. Not good at all.
Well, I'm not surprised.
He probably needs to be there to support his parents.
Yeah.
There he is. Uncle David.
Ah.
Wait. Careful, don't go charging about.
Hello.
Hiya.
Uh-oh, it's double trouble again.
Hey. Oh, he's so rude.
What's that? What are you doing?
It's an airline. Look.
Hey, cool. Can I have a go?
Where's Tig? I've got him a biscuit.
Now, David's busy. Don't get in his way.
Hi, Mum.
Hello. We've just come down from the stables.
There he is. Oh, Tig. Oh.
Freddie's been to say hello to Topper.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going on to the pony club doing Edgeley.
Oh, yeah.
With Shula. And Elizabeth's coming too.
Okay.
It's all Shula's idea, really. She's boxing up a couple of her ponies for them to ride. It's so good of her.
Yeah.
Uncle David, can I have a go with the airline?
Well...
Is that really a good idea?
Please.
Well, perhaps not with your grandma looking.
Don't blame me.
If you hold on, I'll show you how it works anyway.
Oh, Grandma, look, he's so cute. He's so pleased to see me. Can we take him with us?
To the gymkhana? I don't think so, darling.
Oh, he so wants to come, doesn't he?
You see, Freddie, that thing over there, right, that's the compressor. It's just a big electric pump, really.
That pressurises the air?
Yeah, that's right. So it comes down the line here.
Dad?
Oh, Pip, sorry. Your marketing ideas.
Well, I can see this probably isn't a very good time.
Look, if you leave them in the office, I'll have a look at them later. And your ideas about the sheep. Okay?
Help. I can't wake up. I need more caffeine.
Why not go back to bed?
I have to get up sometime. I said to Dad I'd go and take the money at the fishing lake.
Hmm.
So, what about you? Still busy with the calculator?
Yeah. The problem is, in the present climate, Alice, loans aren't easy to come by.
But we don't have to buy Ronnie out till next year, Chris, and things could change.
We've got a plan.
But you're a great farrier. It seems so unfair.
We've got to pay it back. The business plan has to be tight.
Yeah.
And, like, the banks aren't exactly falling over themselves to help small businesses, are they?
I know.
And even if I could get a business loan, I'm already paying off 16 grand for the van.
Yeah, I know, Chris. Please, I feel bad enough already.
You know I'm not blaming you.
Aren't you?
No. I'm just explaining it to you, so you know where I'm at. paying off one loan's a big enough pain.
Well, there's always my gran.
Alice!
Well, why not? You know, I've got nothing to lose by asking.
Alice, no. We've talked about this. I don't want us to have to go sponging off your family.
Oh, it's not sponging. It's what Gran does. She likes helping the family. Yeah, like she gave us that 5,000 towards the house deposit.
This is different. This is about my business.
Well, so it doesn't have to be a gift. It could be like an investment. Maybe she could become like some kind of a silent partner.
No, I just don't want your Gran involved. This is my problem, not hers.
Ours.
Okay, but there's got to be another way, somehow. I just don't know what.
Pat, hi.
Hello.
Wow, this must be a big nostalgia trip for you.
Pony Club? Oh, I do them quite often, actually.
I was thinking all those years with Helen.
Oh, yes. Always late, never finding the right tack, trying to box ponies that don't want to be boxed.
Easier selling your ice cream, eh?
Can I get you one? Try our honey and ginger.
Ooh, tempting, but...
No, I think you ought to wait.
Oh. Hello.
Pat, hello.
Now what are you grumbling about, Freddy?
Grandma won't let me have an ice cream.
Not when he's about to start the show jumping.
Oh, no.
I've still got time.
You get all sticky.
Grandma's right. Be patient and you can both have one when it's over.
OK.
If you get a clear round.
Hey!
I think your mother's joking.
Who's on first, you or Lily?
Lily.
And then Freddie's straight after.
Not long now. Shula's just getting her ready.
Yes, yes, we'd better go and join them. Come on, Freddie.
How much is there?
55.
Yeah? And for doing what?
Well, the fishing lake doesn't look after itself.
Well, okay, not according to Dad, anyway.
Yeah, I bet he gets the bank strimmed at least twice a year.
Hey, great idea. Maybe we should start embezzling the honesty box. Yeah, we'd soon pay off your van. Sorry. No, I'm just trying to lighten things up, you know?
You're not helping, Alice.
Oh, I know. I'm useless, but I wish I could. I do. Really.
Okay, so I'll stop moaning on about it.
No, but I think that... I think part of the problem is that we're trying to have our cake and eat it.
Hmm?
I mean, save for two things at once. Like one, to buy off Ronnie next year, and two, trying to save up for a house deposit. Do you see?
So either I end up with no job, or we end up without a place of our own.
Oh, we'd still have a place to live.
Yeah, but I thought you didn't...
Listen. Okay, so it may not be ideal, staying where we are.
But... With your mum on the doorstep every 5 minutes. You're the one who gets so stressed out about it.
Yes, but I can put up with that. If we forget about a deposit for a while and save up to pay off Ronnie, that's got to be our priority right now.
I get what you're saying, but...
Look, come on, let's be fair. It could be so much worse, Chris. You're in work, we've got a rent-free cottage, and I'm not saddled with a student loan. A lot of my uni friends would be so envious.
Okay, but... I don't know.
Chris?
It's not just about the money, Alice. That's what you don't seem to understand.
Well, I think you've both earned a reward after that.
I should get more than Lily.
Hey, no, that's not fair.
Hello.
No, you both rode really well.
Yes, congratulations, you two.
I got a clear round.
So I heard.
Only by luck.
Come on, admit it. I'm a great show jumper.
Now, Freddie.
Hey, Lily almost went clear too.
Yes, just because Poppy messed up and clipped those stupid rails.
Come on, let's not argue about it.
Yes, okay, it was unlucky.
Thank you.
Right. I'll buy you each an ice cream and you can choose two flavours.
So, who's going first?
I don't mind.
Lily?
Oh.
Come on, you've been waiting for this all afternoon.
Well, I'm going to sit here while you decide.
Actually, Grandma, I'm really, really starving. Can I have a hot dog instead?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm hungry too. Can I have the same?
Okay.
Hot dogs?
Yes, with onions and ketchup.
Are you sure?
Yes, please.
All right. Sorry, Pat.
Don't worry, I've got plenty of other customers.
There's quite a big queue over there.
Okay, you stay here, Mum. I'll go and start queuing. You two coming?
Or maybe I'll have cheeseburger and fries.
I'll come and join you in a minute.
Well, ask Grandma nicely. I'm sure you can do whatever you like. They both seem to be having a great time.
Yes. It's lovely to see them so involved.
Mm.
Just doing normal things with other children their own age.
Elizabeth seems very relaxed too.
Yes. I'm so glad to see her come out and enjoy herself as part of the family.
You think it might help the situation with David?
Well, nothing's going to change overnight, I'm afraid. It's going to take a very long time.
Yes.
But I think this is a good way to start.
How's it going?
I've just been looking at it now, your marketing ideas.
Oh, and?
Yeah, you've done well. There's some really interesting research here.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're definitely right about the social networking. We need to look into that.
We're missing out on some great opportunities, Dad.
No, I agree. So, we'll need to work out what skills we need and how much time and make sure we're targeting the right customer base.
Yeah, OK. And what about my ideas for the sheep?
Ah, well, I can see you've done a lot of work. It's a good, careful analysis of our profits.
OK, so tell me the bad news.
Well, I know our margins aren't great with Hassett Hills.
So? That's why it makes so much sense to go on our own.
That's where I disagree.
But why?
All right, we're not making great money with the co-op, but at least we're making some. Now, if we go it alone...
We'd have done way better this year.
Yeah, when prices are high. But in bad years, it wouldn't be so easy. We'd risk making a big loss.
So you want to play it safe?
For the time being, yeah. I think we'll stay with Hassett Hills.
Great, so I needn't have bothered then.
Hey, I didn't say that. It's always good to reconsider our options.
Yeah, and then carry on just as we are.
I'm sorry, love. I know you've put a lot of work into it.
No, it's fine. Whatever, it's not a big deal. I just... Oh, I don't know.
Pip? Love, I mean it. You've got some really great ideas.
It's not you. I just had another call from Spencer.
Oh, okay.
It's all such a mess, Dad. His mum's really upset. His dad's shouting at everybody.
Because of Steve?
Yeah, and it's Spencer who's having to keep it all together, the whole family.
Oh, yeah, I can see that must be tough on him.
But he's done nothing wrong. It's his stupid little brother. It's just so unfair.
Well, you've got the perfect place for a christening party. That lovely big garden.
We've been doing our best to tidy it up.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be looking ever so nice.
Oh, touch wood. Get that done before we get busy with the catering.
Well, if you and me make a start Friday afternoon...
If that's still okay with you.
Yeah, I can come round straight after work if you like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Well, that'll give us almost 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one'll have to be weighed too.
Oh, yeah. First class.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought if we start with the cakes and the puddings and leave the chicken drumsticks and the nibbles and the rest till Saturday, how does that sound to you?
Well, there's so much to do, Clary. I'll need to plan it out very carefully.
Oh.
I'll sit down and make a proper list before Friday.
Oh, righto. Yeah, well, and then you just tell me what to do.
That's 3:20 altogether.
Righto. Come to think of it, Eddie reckons Alf's gone a bit funny about his diet these days.
Oh?
Yeah, but maybe that were nuts. Or was it dairy products?
So, he's definitely coming then, is he?
Oh, you know, Alf, if there's a bit of free nosh going.
No, there's your change.
Well, thanks, Susan. Well, I'll see you at work tomorrow then. Bye.
Bye, Clary.
He's got to go to a meeting with a social worker and someone from the youth offending team.
Okay.
Police, probation, I don't know.
Just Steve?
Him and Marty to talk about reparations and stuff.
So that's like community service?
Yeah, I guess. Something like that. And maybe some kind of guidance or counselling.
Oh, he's going to love that.
Yeah, well that's tough, isn't it? After what he's done... He's so lucky to get away with a referral.
Yeah, I know. So how's he taking it?
Yeah, well, He's fairly gutted.
Good.
And Dad's come down hard on him too. He's not allowed to go out, like totally grounded for a while.
Wow.
And he'll have to stay and work on the farm all summer.
That'll be fun for him.
Yeah, for all of us.
So anyway, you sound like you need to get out. Are you going to come over?
Well, I've got things to do. Why don't you come over here?
Yeah, I mean, is that all right?
Yeah, of course. You won't have to see Steve. He's keeping a low profile.
Okay.
I shan't be round the house anyway. I'm going to move the combine out to the barley.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, you fancy coming along for the ride?
Yeah, I've been going through the guest list again, counting out the numbers.
Yeah? Well, your mum's already done that.
Yeah, but... Oh, Kira, all right, all right.
Do you want me to take her?
No, she's fine. She's a bit tired. She nearly fell asleep on the way over.
Okay.
There. Come on, there.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Dad, even if we borrow some chairs from Clary, we're still going to be short.
Yeah, I know, but that's all been sorted.
Huh?
Yeah, we can get all the extra chairs we need from the village hall. And tables, too. Me and Ed are going to pick them up on Friday.
Ed?
Didn't he tell you?
Well, not about the village hall.
Anyway, it's all under control. You don't have to worry about it, OK?
Oh, thanks, Dad.
And I've been thinking about the kids. There'll be quite a few of them coming.
Yeah, I know.
Jake and Mia, plus all your mum's side of the family.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a play area down the end of the garden. Get a slide and bring up George's little trampoline.
Do you think that's safe?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. Someone's got to watch them anyway.
Okay, then. There, you're better now.
So, if she's happy, you ready for tea now?
Oh, thanks.
Your mum should be back in half an hour.
Well, I don't want to hold you up, Dad.
No. I sent off a load of wieners this morning, so the pressure's off for a while.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, catch me breath for a couple of days.
So, you've got a bit of a break then?
Yeah. Then we'll be into the harvest. I said I'd do some hauling for David.
Well, there was something else I was going to ask.
Yeah?
This scarecrow competition.
Oh, yeah. A troll, is it?
Yeah, from the Billy Goat's Gruff.
Ah, I heard from George. Big excitement.
Well, the thing is, Dad, me and Ed had a go, but... Well, Ed doesn't have much time to spare, and I've got Kira.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Well, to be honest, it's not the best troll ever. I reckon we'll have to scrap it and start again.
So, you need some help from an expert troll maker?
Would you mind?
I dare say I can find the odd spare minute.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of people entering this contest. Seems like half the village.
Yeah?
And it'd be so nice for Georgie if we could win the prize.
So it'll have to be good then.
Well, what I thought was... Well, I know George likes trolls, but... Well, it's meant to be a story about the goats too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe we could have a goat as well.
You want me to make a goat?
Yeah. Like it's part of the story. So he's butting the troll into the river.
Huh.
Do you think he could do that?
Well, a troll's one thing. A goat.
I know, but... Well, me and Ed don't have the time and George would be so thrilled.
Okay, then. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Dad.
A goat it is, then. So, how big do you want it?
Wow. Engine RPM, threshing RPM, grain loss, tailings monitor.
Yeah, tailings. The ears that weren't fully threshed, they get put through again, separately.
Okay, and this screen here?
It's HHR, header height resume.
Corn head deck plate resume.
And it stores 9 different crop settings.
9?
Yeah, you can personalise them. It automatically adjusts the whole settings.
Oh, it's such a cool machine. I want one.
Better start saving then.
Yeah, dream on.
With your acreage, it's never going to be worth it.
Can I drive now, just for a bit?
Yeah, nice try. Oh,
please, we're not on the road, are we?
Well, if Dad sees you, he'll go mental.
Is he around?
No, back at the farm, but...
Okay.
I'm serious. It wouldn't take much with the mood he's in. I've just not seen him this angry before.
Right.
Yeah, not with me. I think it's as much with himself for letting it all happen.
Hey, you're not meant to be worrying about that now, remember? I'm here.
Yeah, All right.
Talk about something else.
Okay. Well, I try not to take out the gatepost.
We're here already.
Just about. So, you told your dad about your marketing ideas?
Yeah, I showed them to him yesterday. He wasn't exactly blown away.
No?
Well, he liked the social networking stuff, but as far as the lamb goes, he still thinks we should try and stay with the co-op.
Playing safe?
Playing chicken?
Yeah?
No, that's not fair, I suppose, but I was a bit disappointed in him, really. I mean, if you're going to succeed in this business, you've got to be prepared to take a few risks.
Well, maybe it's just bad timing.
How?
For your dad. After all, you're stressed with the milk yields, plus the harvest coming up, and you've got family problems of your own.
I suppose.
So I wouldn't give up on him yet.
No, no way. I'll back off for now, but I shan't give up. I know I'm right on this one.
Yeah. Okay, game over.
That was great. Thanks for the ride.
Wow, who knows? When you're a big girl, you might get to drive one too.
Hey, you! You really think you're Mr. Cool, don't you? Sitting up here on your monster machine.
All right. I'm sorry. Oh, it's my mum.
Oh.
Yeah, I better take it.
Okay, I'll go and shut the gate.
No, careful. Don't fall off and break a leg.
I won't.
Mum, hi. What? Okay, slow down. Just tell me what's happened.
Is he in there? Sounds like he's busy already.
Hello?
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, you're still here, Emma?
Yeah, she's been helping me decide what to wear for the christening.
Oh, right. Oh,
it took a bit longer than we thought.
I'm just on my way now, get Madam home.
Oh, okay.
How's it going then, Dad?
Well, you can see.
Yeah.
Well, I've not got very far yet. I had a minute to spare, so I thought I'd make a start.
So, you're making a goat as well?
Well, I'm doing the troll first. I'm just roughing out the shape in old chicken wire.
Oh, my word, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bigger than you are.
Yeah, well, like I said to Emma, if I'm going to bother...
It's got to be the best, Mum. George is so set on us winning that prize.
No pressure, then.
And don't forget, we want it so the goats butt in the troll into the river.
Yeah.
So it'll have to be bending over, then.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I can bend him any way you want. We'll just have to work on it, that's all.
Shall I ask Ed to give you a call? See if he can fix up a time to give you an hand?
Oh, that would be nice, yeah.
Okay, then. I might come over tomorrow, see how you're getting on.
Okay.
Bye, love. Bye-bye, Kira.
Bye.
I'm going to need some bigger pliers.
I'll leave you to it then.
Well, if I'm going to get this done in time for the fete...
Oh, and Neil, about the christening.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like Alf's definitely coming.
Yeah?
From what Clary was saying. Oh, I hope he's not back on the cider again.
Nah.
How do you know?
Well, even if he was, I'm sure Eddie will make sure he behaves.
Oh, I do hope so, Neil. I don't want him to spoil it. I want this to be a really nice party.
Spencer?
Great.
What's the matter? What was all that about?
Guess.
Steve?
Yeah. I just had my mum in tears on the phone.
Oh no, what's he done now?
Well, she was down at the post office and someone made a snide comment.
What?
Yeah, a neighbour, a guy who lives down the lane.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Well, no, he's just an evil old man. He's always out for trouble, going on about how joyriders should be locked up.
No, he didn't say that.
I told Mum, I said she shouldn't have listened to him.
Oh, she must have been so upset.
Yeah, and on top of all that, Mum keeps blaming herself for... You know, for not looking out for Steve and not keeping him under control.
Well, that's just not true.
Well, of course it isn't. It's not her fault or Dad's. It's my dumb, stupid, irresponsible brother. I hope he's happy now. Now he's seen what he's doing to Mum, what he's doing to all of us.
Okay, but there's no use you getting all worked up about
it. Well, how do you expect me to feel?
Let people say what they like. Who cares?
Well, maybe, but mud sticks, doesn't it?
Hey, come on.
Well, Steve's had his fun and now we all have to suffer for it.
But nobody thinks badly of you because of what he's done.
Well, you don't think so? What about your parents?
What?
Well, your dad, he wasn't too keen on Jude, was he?
No, but that was totally different.
Well, my brother in court for joyriding.
So what if he is?
It'll all be in the papers by the end of the week. That's going to look great, isn't it?
Spencer, my mum and dad aren't like that. They really like you, and nothing Steve's done is going to change that, okay?
Well, Thanks for saying it anyway.
It's true. Hey. There. Do you believe me now?
Yeah. Okay.
And whatever anyone else thinks, I still love you just the same. And that's what really matters, isn't it?
If Jack's not in his room...
Well, then he must be in the common room. He'll be around somewhere.
Ilona will know, I'm sure.
Well, let's see if we can find her.
I'm sorry to hold you up, Lillian.
Oh, don't worry about me, Mum.
Well, I know you want to try and chase up that tenant of yours.
Yeah, Jonty, the disappearing IT wizard. Though, to be honest, Mum, I shan't be holding my breath.
Perhaps there's been a family crisis.
Yeah, I suppose he must have a family somewhere.
Or he's gone on a business trip.
And left me with a rubber cheque? Don't think so. This smells far more like a moonlight flit to me.
You're probably right.
Anyway, look, when we find Jack, I'll just say hello and then I'll be on my way.
Oh, good. Here's Ilona.
Piggies.
Hello. Have you seen Jack anywhere? He's not in his room.
I was coming to find you. I think Jack must be out in the garden.
Oh. Outside on his own?
Yes. Eileen, one of our kitchen staff, saw him. She said he was looking for his dog.
Captain.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, dear, not again.
Look, how long's he been out there?
It was only just a minute ago. I went into the backyard, but I couldn't see him there, so...
Well, we'd better go and find him.
Oh, Captain. Well, at least he's not pouring with rain.
No, but he'll be very anxious and upset. It's not the first time this has happened.
I'll come and help you bring him in. And don't worry, he cannot have gone very far. I'm sure he'll be quite safe.
Frida's letting me off 10 minutes early.
Oh, that must be a first. Oh,
yeah, because we're quiet. I wasn't going to argue.
No. Oh, and wait, before you go, a little present for you.
Yeah?
Your wages from the weekend.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, you left in such a hurry on Sunday, you forgot to take them.
Yeah.
Well, there you are. Don't blow it all at once, will you? You got any plans for this afternoon?
I'm going into town. Mum's dropping me off.
Oh, is Natalie around?
Yeah, we're going to meet up, have a coffee, then maybe go back to her place.
Mm-hmm. Why not bring her to the pub?
Yeah, though I don't feel like hanging around Ambridge, to be honest.
No?
Well, I feel like Bortus is most wanted.
You?
Yeah, Mrs. Notes crosses the road when she sees me coming.
You're kidding.
Okay, well, I'm definitely getting a few funny looks, you know.
No, you're just being paranoid.
You think?
Yes. Everyone knows you weren't in that car.
Maybe.
Steve Wilkes and Marty, who were the bad boys around here.
Yes.
You heard from either of them since the trial?
I've been texting Marty. He's pretty messed up about it.
Is he?
But Steve, no way. I've not heard word from him, and that suits me fine. Never again.
That sounds wise.
Yeah, well, I always knew he's an idiot, but I just... Ugh.
And what about your mum? How's she dealing with it?
She's been good, yeah. Really supportive. Just like so relieved they pleaded guilty.
Yeah, I bet.
So I won't have to stand up in court and be a witness or anything.
Not half as relieved as you are.
Yeah, right.
Still, it's really good she's still on your side.
Yeah. And Natalie's been great too. She's really been there for me, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Me, I'm just glad it's all over. So I can get on with my life.
So... live and learn, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I better go.
Okay, have fun. And take care, won't you?
Peggy?
Hello.
How is Jack now? Is he a bit happier?
Yes, he's much more settled, thank
you. Oh, good.
That wasn't the easiest visit I've had. Took me quite a while to calm him down.
Worrying about his little dog?
Oh, same old thing. You remind him that Captain died years ago and is buried at Grey Gables, and he seems to understand. And a minute or two later, it's, where's Captain?
Yes, I understand.
And you have to start all over again.
Would you like me to go in to him now?
No, thank you. He was getting quite sleepy. I think he'll have a nap.
All right.
I thought it was best to leave him in peace. Aren't you on your break?
Just this minute I am now, yes.
Well, thanks for your help in getting him in from the garden.
Don't worry about that. Is Lillian on the way to pick you up?
Not Lillian, she's busy. Jill's calling in on her way back from the library.
Okay, Jill.
I don't suppose she'll be too long.
Well, if you are waiting, shall I make you a cup of tea?
Oh, that's kind. But I mustn't interrupt your break.
Oh, don't be silly. It will be nice to sit down and have a chat. Come on.
Jaunty, my tenant from number 3.
Oh?
You know, undernourished, geeky glass is not too fussy about his personal hygiene.
Oh, with the dog, you mean?
And the motorbike.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about him from Brenda. Not very popular with the neighbours, is he? Bert Horbin was in the other night. He didn't have a good word to say about him.
Oh, tell me about it. We've had so many complaints.
You can sometimes hear that dog barking from up in my room.
Yeah, but you've not seen him lately?
No, he's not been in here.
Okay.
So done a runner, is he?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. His rent check bounced, and the house seems empty, and he's not answering his phone. He's been gone for a few days now, and the motorbike's gone from the garden.
I've not heard the dog recently, come to think of it.
No, nor of Tom and Brenda. She reckons it's been quiet as anything for the past few days.
Well, if he has gone, I don't think they're going to miss him.
Oh, believe me, neither would I, darling. But that's a month's rent down the drain, and then we'd have to find another tenant.
Well, you could ask Harry. He might have seen him.
Harry?
Yeah, just coming now, look.
Though from what I've heard, Harry's had other things on his mind.
Oh?
His new totty, darling. That Polish girl, wasn't it?
You mean Zofia?
Quite a little bombshell, isn't she? Do you think he can handle her?
Well,
such a sweet boy. I'd hate to see him get his fingers burnt. If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry! Darling!
Lillian, hi!
We were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah? Hi, Fallon.
Hello.
I'm trying to track down a missing person.
Oh, you mean the guy in number 3? Yeah, Jazza said he'd gone AWOL.
Yeah, without paying his rent.
And he's not paid his milk bill either.
Oh.
Not for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, looks like he really has gone.
Sorry.
Well, I've got the keys. I'd better brace myself and go down there now. See if he's left us a forwarding address.
Somehow I doubt it.
Bye.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye.
Okay, well, I better get on.
Fallon. Well...
Yes?
do you think I could have a quick word sometime?
Oh?
Yeah, I just need some advice about, well, it's kind of personal, really.
Oh.
I mean, not right now. I can see you're in a rush.
Well, I... Well, yeah, of course, if I can help.
Okay, then, great. Thanks, Fallon. I've got to run, but I'll catch you later.
I have 2 days off at the end of the week.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes, I can tidy up the flat and catch up with my washing.
Not all housework, I hope.
No, I can take my girls shopping after school, and they like to go for a pizza.
They must be looking forward to the end of term.
Last night they were fighting again.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Rosa, she says that Anna was using her makeup and her hair straightener. Just a silly argument.
Teenagers.
Yes.
Anna's 13 now.
Not a little girl anymore.
And Rosa?
16. They are very good girls and don't give me very much trouble, but it's hard for them to share a room.
Yes, it must be.
Every day Rosa is asking me, when can I have a room of my own? And I have to say to her, you must try and be patient.
And what about your husband? How does he get on with the girls?
Darren?
Though, of course, he's away a lot of the time, isn't he?
Yes.
A carpenter?
Yes, he works for construction.
So I suppose he has to go wherever the jobs are.
He's away now.
Yes, I see.
So, Peggy, have you and Jill been doing some more enamelling with Ted?
Oh, yes, we went round there last week. Jill made a lovely little brooch.
But not you?
I'm still trying a few things out.
You mustn't let Jill do better than you.
Well, Ted's had a nice idea. You know it's Jack's birthday next week.
Oh, yes, I have to keep telling him.
Well, Ted suggested I make him an enamel tie-pin.
Tie-pin?
A little brooch to go on his tie.
Oh, yes, yes, I know.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Peggy. I'm sure Jack will be very pleased.
Yes, I rather think he will. And I'll have fun making it, too.
Oh, G&T, please, darling, as quick as you can make it.
Oh, dear. Been one of those afternoons.
Oh, terrible. I've spent half of it down at number 3.
So no sign of your tenant?
No. He's gone. No doubt about that. Oh. I'm taking his stuff with him.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Harry.
Hi, Lillian.
It's just as we thought. My tenant scarpered.
Oh, I thought so.
Hello?
Hi, Fallon.
Darling, you know, you wouldn't believe the mess is left behind.
Really?
I kid you not, the place looks as if it's been camped in by a bunch of Hell's Angels.
As bad as that?
Oh, it's worse. I doubt if he's bothered to clean up since he moved in. Kitchen's full of rubbish and there's empty cans and there's flies everywhere.
Ew.
Oh, and the rest of the house. Dog hairs, old bits of motorbike and there are oil stains on the carpet.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I just felt contaminated being in there. I'll have to get it professionally cleaned before we can let it again.
Shouldn't Johnsy pay for that?
Well, I'd have to find him first and I really don't want to waste more time and money trying to chase him up.
That's $320, Lillian.
Oh, thanks, darling.
But you've still got his deposit.
Yeah. And I'll be holding on to that and looking for another tenant.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Well, we'll see. But the next one's going to need full references from the Bishop of Felpersham.
Who'd be a landlord, eh?
So what can I get you, Harry?
Orange squash and soda, please.
Right.
Fallon, if you're not too busy, can I have the benefit of your worldly wisdom for a minute?
Is this about this personal matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay then.
Well, it is a little bit delicate.
I don't mind. I'm up for that.
Yeah, it's about Zofia.
Why do you need my advice about her?
She was feeling a bit down at the weekend, missing the folks back home, so I want to try and take her mind off it all, cheer her up, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what to suggest.
Well, I thought I could take her out for a really nice dinner tomorrow night. Not here with Jazza and his mates on our backs. Somewhere private with a bit of class, but not too pricey.
Yeah, why not?
You're the gourmet queen. You know all the local eateries. Can you think of a good place?
Me? Well, I don't know.
Sorry, have I picked a bad moment?
No. I was just trying to think.
I don't need to know right now if you need a bit of time.
No. Let's see. There's the Trout at Wortley Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, No, it's a nice pub and they've got a new chef. I hear good things about him.
Oh, yeah? Well, that sounds perfect.
And it shouldn't be too expensive. You could give it a try.
Oh, thanks, Fallon. You're a star.
No, you're welcome. Hope you have a nice evening.
Hiya. So it is you then?
Hi.
Some spaced out psycho come to steal my laptop.
Well, I heard you in the shower, so.
So you thought you'd sneak in and grab your lunch and sneak out again?
Any of that mayo left?
Oh, well, wait. I went into town this morning. I got some really nice pate and some salami. I was going to do us a nice salad.
Yeah, I've nearly done my sandwich now.
Oh. You can stay for a bit though, can't you?
Well.
10 minutes, so we can have lunch together. You and me.
That would be nice, yeah, but.
Okay, it's just a thought.
Sorry, but I've got a job at Penny Hassett before I go up to the stables.
Fine, I'll have lunch on my own then.
Alice.
Yes, I know. You're a busy, tough, hard-working farrier banging away at your anvil all day. Well, I've got nothing to do but sit around the house and polish my toenails.
Yeah, well.
I'm just trying to ease the strain, you know. Feed you up and help you unwind and stop stressing about your work and loans and money and...
Yeah, I know.
And at least we've had the evenings to ourselves, haven't we? Since the weekend. Mum hasn't called in once.
No.
So, maybe it won't be so bad if we have to stay living here a while longer.
Maybe. I really hate to leave you, but I want to call in and see Dad sometime.
Oh.
You were saying?
Yes, come in.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a bad time?
No, it's fine. Come on in.
Oh. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
I didn't mean to bother you. I've just brought these.
Oh?
Half a dozen eggs and some honey from Jill.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
She was going to bring them down herself, but I thought I'd save her the trouble.
Oh, well, thanks.
Right, I got my sandwich. I'm off.
Okay.
Bye, then. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Christopher.
Well, thanks for bringing these. It was really kind of Jill.
Yes.
I have to call in and thank her too.
Well, I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Okay, Mum, well,
Oh, Alice, I had another look at Christopher's van outside. It really is very smart, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll impress his customers.
Mm.
And, I mean, what is the situation with the business? Is his plan to buy out Ronnie still on course then?
Yeah.
I know it won't be till next year, but he...
Yeah, well, actually, the loan interest on the van, well, it's a bit higher than we thought.
Oh.
I mean, it's okay, it's fine, we can still pay it, but now we've got to buy out Ronnie as well.
Oh, so that'll mean your money's going to be a bit tight.
Well, I guess, just for the next year or so, while we're saving.
Yes, as I see, so... But
anyway, Mum, I don't want to hurry you, but I just had a shower and I still haven't dried my hair.
All right, darling,
and I've got a whole load of stuff to do this afternoon, so I better get a move on.
Straw?
Yeah. Oh, I spoke to Adam, he said to take it from here.
What, is this for the pens?
No, it's for a scarecrow.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've made one for George, a troll.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, only it's a bit on the skinny side, so I'm going to pad him out some more, you know?
Yeah?
Well, I'm finishing work early this afternoon, so George can give me a hand.
Yeah, everyone seems to be doing this. Perhaps I should try and make one for Rory.
Yeah.
Jenny did mention it exactly when I find the time. Maybe Adam would help her. So I'm just on the way to Polytunnels now.
Okay, then.
See what he thinks. Well, good luck with your troll, anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
There, that's the biggest pliers I got.
Ah, yes, now you're talking.
And some wire cutters.
Oh, brilliant. Just the job.
Granddad's making a troll.
Yeah, I can see.
So, what do you reckon?
Yeah, nice. Really coming on.
Well, I'm getting the wire into shape.
What do you think of it then, George?
It's going to be the scariest troll in the world.
Yeah?
George has been helping me while he waits for his dad.
Whoa, very scary.
William's got him this afternoon. I just picked him up from school.
Okay, all right, George. I'm really scared now.
Is that...
That's Will's car.
It's Dad.
Okay, George, you run into the house, get your school bag. You know where it is?
Yes.
Yeah, good boy. I'll be out in a minute. And look, shut that door behind you.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks for the pliers, Christopher. I'd better let you get on now.
Yeah, while I'm here, Dad, I've got, well, just a slight problem. You mind if I run it past you?
No, go ahead.
Well, you know I've got to try and buy out Ronnie next year.
Yeah?
It's going to cost me a fair bit, and I've just taken out a loan to cover the van. You think it's worth me going for another business loan?
Two loans?
I mean, that's if I can get one. And this'll have to be a big one.
Well, in this day and age...
The thing is, I'm a bit worried that if I don't get the money together on time, then Daz will get in there before me.
Daz?
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie's first apprentice. Uh-huh. I know he's interested in getting his hands on the business.
Well, I don't know.
Alice reckons we should try and do it without another loan.
Yeah, does she? Well, I can see her point of view.
Yeah?
Well... You don't want to end up having to pay more interest than you can afford.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gamble, maybe, but...
No, that's what I mean. It's a risk. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Maybe, but...
That's always been my rule. And if I was in your shoes, I'd stick to that.
Okay, Dad. Thanks for your advice.
Adam says he'll help.
Oh, God.
So I'll talk to Rory, see exactly what kind of scarecrow he'd like.
Don't leave it too late.
Well, Adam seems quite keen to make a start. I hope he's not losing his edge.
What on earth do you mean?
Adam, the way he spoils those pickers. They're meant to be hurrying to finish an order. And he's let one of the girls take the rest of the afternoon off.
Oh, which girl?
Zofia.
Well, I'm sure there was a very good reason.
To have her hair done. Apparently she's going out to supper with Harry.
Oh, I think it's rather sweet. Anyway, are you going in for a swim?
No.
Well, have a cup of tea
I'll go and find Rory now.
Oh, darling, I called in to see Alice this morning. And I think I know why she's been so on edge since she came home.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. It's all about money.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know Christopher's bought this smart new van. Mm-hmm. Well... Apparently he's had to take out a very expensive loan to pay for it.
Really?
Yeah. It's costing them a lot more than they budgeted for.
Well, I'd have thought with interest rates as low as they are...
Look, Alice told me. And it's not that easy for people like them to get a cheap loan.
Yes, but it's not going to break the bank, surely.
No. But at the same time, they're having to find the money to buy out the farrier's business from Ronnie.
Mm. Well, how much is he asking?
Well, I don't know. Must be quite a lot. And it's obviously a big worry for them.
Did Alice say that?
Well, she said their money's going to be very tight for the next year. And she was trying to be casual about it, but...
Well, there's tight and there's tight.
Brian, this is just what I was afraid would happen. They rushed into this impulsive, off-the-shelf marriage as a, well, as a big romantic gesture, and now Alice is finding out what it's really like to be struggling on a low income.
No, look, hold on. Don't get too carried away.
Look, it's true, Brian.
I mean, for heaven's sake, it's not as if Christopher's stacking shelves in a supermarket.
Well, no,
but he's in a skilled and relatively secure trade, earning good money. As much as a lot of these would-be high-flying graduates these days.
Well, possibly, but
And they've got a rent-free house with no mortgage to worry about. So, not quite on their uppers yet.
Then why is Alice so touchy about
it
all?
Well, don't worry. A bit of pressure won't do her any harm. It'll be character forming.
Well, I'm sorry, but I had enough money worries when I was young.
Yes, but you had real problems.
I don't want her to go through the same.
Hey, look, relax. So, they may have chucked themselves in the deep end, but they'll soon learn to swim. They'll find that money somehow, I'm sure.
Then she started asking about your buyout plans.
You didn't tell her.
Well, I said it's still happening.
I mean about the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, by the way, Mum, I got Chris involved with a scuzzy loan shark at uni, so we had to go to a finance company to pay it off.
Did you?
No, Chris, I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, I just came to say I'm sorry.
For what?
Oh, you know, everything. For making such a bad choice of friends, for getting you into this in the first place.
I said don't worry about it.
And for not having a job so I can help you pay it all back again.
I told you, there's no way you're giving up your post-grad.
Well, no, but...
And when you've done that, got your engineering masters, you can walk straight into a top job and I'll take early retirement.
Okay, deal.
Whoa, hold steady.
Seriously though, I'm not going to sit around all summer. I need to start looking for some kind of work.
Like?
Oh, I don't know where I was going. I might try to get some work to do with my degree. And so with both of us earning, we should be able to save quite a bit.
So no beach holidays, no festivals.
Well, that's more up to whether you can take the time off anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can really.
Chris.
Not if we're serious about saving.
Oh, okay, right. No holidays.
Let's see how it goes, yeah? Might be able to grab a few days.
Yeah?
I'll have a talk with Ronnie.
Oh, great. Oh, I know someone who's got spare tickets for this.
Alice.
Okay, sorry. I shan't say another word.
You think I don't want to go away either? I'm just feeling a bit rubbish after talking to Dad.
Why? What did he say?
Oh, par for the course. Don't go borrowing money or the bailiffs will come and take away everything you got... And you'll end up sleeping in doorways.
Okay, well, that's one point of view, I suppose.
I knew it was a mistake to ask him. And I don't even mention it to Mum. She'd freak right out.
Oh, yeah. I know it's tough, but we'll get by. You and me will be all right, won't we?
Okay, let's have a look. Well, they should be in here somewhere.
They're spiders.
Yeah, dusty old shed, ain't it? Ah, here we go. There. What do you think of them?
Boots.
Yeah, your great-granddad gave them to me, but, well, they were way too big. Look at them. Ginormous.
Monster boots.
Yeah. Well, one of them's got a loose sole, but yeah, that won't hurt. Your troll's going to look great in these.
Yes. Mum's only got wellies for her troll.
What? But you mean your mum's making a troll?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
Grandad's helping. He's making a billy goat's gruff as well.
Grandad Neil? A goat?
It was meant to be a secret.
I see. Well, let's see, maybe we can do better, eh? There were three billy goats, weren't there?
Yes.
So... Why don't we make all three of them, eh? How about that?
So, did you have a good day? How was school?
Boring.
Okay, well, not long to go now. Hmm? One more week.
Yeah.
End of term. Aren't you looking forward to it?
I suppose.
So, I wish I had 6 weeks with nothing to do.
That's what I mean. What is there to do around here?
Plenty. If you're really that bored, I can find you jobs to do.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, talk to your dad. He's going to need help with the sheep over the summer. Dagging, worming, sorting out the lambs. You'll enjoy doing that.
He doesn't need me for that.
Well, Bert's not always around and you can do it just as well as him.
Yeah, like I could have taken that ram to the show last week, only I wasn't allowed.
Ah, so that's what this is all about.
No.
Come on, that's all history now. Isn't it time we moved on?
Mum!
You should be pleased for Pip for winning that prize.
It's not about the show. And anyway, I'm not talking about the holidays. I'm bored now.
Okay, so why don't you help me fetch in the cows?
No.
Oh, you could make a scarecrow for the competition.
Mum, please, I'm not at primary school anymore.
Okay, okay. It was only a suggestion.
I'm going to get changed. Then I'll go for a bike ride.
Okay then, take care. See you after milking.
Miss Allen.
Oh.
I've been for a walk down by the Am.
Getting sticks?
No, not sticks. These are willow ones, actually.
Oh.
You see, they're strong but flexible, almost whip-like. You can bend them almost any way you want and they won't break.
Oh, yeah. Good for all kinds of stuff.
Yes, well, I need them for my shepherdess.
Your...
My little Bo Peep. My scarecrow for the competition.
Oh, yeah, right.
My plan is to fashion her basic form, her bone structure, as it were, from these, then pad the rest of her out with bits of old rag and newspaper.
Oh, yeah, great.
And dress her up in a frilly gown and bonnet.
Okay. Excuse, can I sweep under there?
Oh, heavens, the mess some people leave.
Someone's birthday.
Oh. Anyway, I've already made a small maquette, which worked out rather well, I think. So now I'm ready to start on the real thing.
Oh, well, look forward to seeing it.
And before you ask, yes, I did have David's permission to gather the wands.
Doesn't bother me, Linda.
Well, we had nothing suitable growing down by the hall, and I did choose them very carefully so as not to damage the habitat, as Kirsty will tell you.
Kirsty?
Yes, I bumped into her while I was down there. She was doing a species survey.
Oh, nice day for it.
Yes. Oh, and Fallon, I'd be grateful if you didn't say too much about my willow wands, my little trade secret.
No, right.
Well, it sounds as if there's going to be some fierce competition. Vicky's doing Goldilocks and the Three Bears with Phoebe.
Oh, bears, that figures.
Well, you can bet she'll be going all out for the prize.
Well, Neil was in last night, making a troll for George.
A troll? As in the Billy Goat's Gruff troll?
Well, yeah, possibly.
Oh, well, Nick and Will are doing the same.
Are they?
Mm. She was in the shop this morning. I wonder if there's some rivalry going on.
Hey, Fallon.
Oh.
Well, I'll get off home and make a start. Bye.
Bye, Linda.
Hi, Fallon.
Hello. Off for a ride?
Yeah, down to the shop. Just wanted to say, look, thanks again.
For what?
For your tip-off. The trout at Waterley Cross.
Oh. So you went there, did you?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was just perfect. We had such a good time.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, did the trick for Zofia. Really cheered her up.
Great.
And we're coming down to the Bulls pitch tonight, so we'll see you later.
See you.
Six, seven.
Oh, yes!
Yay, good throw. Well done.
Oh, hi.
Eight skips?
Yeah.
Well, you picked a good place for it too. Calm water, lots of nice flat pebbles.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay, carry on, don't mind me.
No, I was just messing about, you know?
What, just killing time?
Not much else to do, really.
Oh, I know the feeling. You're not exactly spoilt for choice around these parts.
No way.
Oh, dear. You sound a bit desperate.
Just bored, that's all.
Well, I'm supposed to be working. I'm doing a species survey of this part of the Am.
Are you?
Yeah, for the Wildlife Trust. Hey, you'd be amazed what you can see if you sit here still for a while. Damselflies, water voles.
Yeah?
Oh, and hey, look in here. See what I found just up the river.
Oh, what?
Down at the bottom there. A caddis fly larva.
I see it.
It's just a sort of grub. It makes that little house out of mud and bits of stuff.
Oh.
A friend of mine's doing a project on them, so I'm taking this back for her.
Weird.
It's not just minnows and sticklebacks in there, but all kinds of strange and interesting creatures.
Yeah?
Freshwater shrimps, water beetles, crayfish, dragonfly larvae.
Crayfish?
Yeah, they're like... Well, they're like little lobsters. They lurk about on the bottom.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you can eat them too. They're meant to be really good. Their tails are like big prawns.
Cool.
And they're not that easy to spot. They hide in weeds and crannies. But I found them in this part of the Am.
How many?
It's hard to say. There are two different kinds. It's quite sad, really. The native species is being slowly wiped out by bigger signal crayfish imported from America. And they carry a disease called crayfish plague.
Plague? Gross.
Oh, it's okay, you can't catch it. Just the crayfish. And you can find eels in there too, and watercress.
Really?
Probably one or two other edible things. Oh, sorry, now I'm starting to sound like a wildlife documentary. Boring.
No, it's interesting, really.
Time to move on. I'll let you get back to skipping your stones. Bye.
Okay, so the trick is to keep your hand on top of the ball, not underneath.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, yeah. Let me. So fingers together. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. What shall I do now?
Keep your eye on the marker ball.
Okay.
And swing both arms back. Yeah, nice and easy.
Oh, everyone's watching. I'll fall over and look stupid.
Relax, you're doing fine. Oh. That's it. Then swing forward and...
Oh!
Look, hey, that's a nice throw.
Well, I didn't hit the other ball.
Oh, no, well, you got close, though. That's a really good shot for a beginner.
Yes?
Yeah. Got great little action there.
Harry, you're teasing me again.
Ah, Zofia, cross my heart. I'm serious. No one laughed, did they? Not just gorgeous, you're a natural ball player.
Harry, you say such sweet things to me.
Because it's all true.
Okay. I want to try again. Let's play some more. I think I caught the sun again. Should have used some stronger block.
Oh, dear.
Occupational hazard.
Some of us have been stuck in here since dinner time.
Okay, go on. Make me feel bad about it.
Sorry.
Although I do know what it's like to be stuck in a bar all day.
Yeah, I'll shut up then. It's just... it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of sunshine in my life right now.
Oh. You've got the rest of the night off, haven't you?
Yeah, me.
Okay, so let's go into town. Have a few drinks, go on to a club, and then you can stay over at my place.
Thanks, but not tonight yet.
How about a movie?
I've seen them all. I don't really want to go all the way into town.
Okay. Hey, Harry and Zofia are out on the Bulls pitch. Why don't we challenge them to a game?
No, I don't think so.
Well, come on, I reckon they'd be up for it.
No, really, no, I'm not in the mood. Maybe I'll stay in and watch a DVD instead.
Ruth.
Hello. You looking for somebody?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just on my way to the bungalow.
To see Bert?
Yes, but perhaps you can help. I'm trying to get hold of a shepherd's crook.
For the llamas?
Oh, no. For my scarecrow. My little Bo Peep.
Okay.
Of course, I'm sure I could make one myself, but if I can lay my hands on the real thing, it would save me such a lot of trouble.
I can see that.
I don't suppose you've got an old one lying about the place, have you?
Not as far as I know.
Oh. Well, do you think Bert might have one?
If he hasn't, then he might know where you can find one. He's the man to ask.
Yes, I will. I won't hold you up any more.
I've just put the cows back out, so I'm done for the day.
Oh.
That's Josh, I think.
In your workshop?
I don't know what he's up to. He's been moaning about how bored he is.
Oh.
Making me feel bad because I don't have more time to do things with him.
Well, you can't always be at his beck and call, Ruth.
No, but with the holidays coming up...
Oh, and a bright, creative lad like him, I'm sure he'll find something useful to keep himself busy. Well, I'll go and see if Bert's at home. Bye for now.
Bye, Linda. Josh?
Hi, Mum.
Busy?
No, not really.
You had your tea?
Yeah, I'm going out for a bit.
Again? Remember, it's school tomorrow.
It's okay, I won't be late.
But Josh, where are you going?
Not far, just down the lane. Bye!
So we'll pick up a bottle of red from the supermarket, go back to my place and watch it there.
No, really.
And I'll drive, so all you'll have to do is sit there and remember to breathe.
Thanks, but I...
You've really got a bad case of it, haven't you?
It wouldn't be much fun to be with, anyway.
Okay. I'll stop nagging.
To be honest, I might as well stay on the bar. Give Mum the night off. At least I'd be earning.
Sure that's not too much excitement for you.
A thing I can't deal with.
Well, from what Kenton's been telling me, it's all going on here at the moment.
Really?
He's persuaded Frieda to revamp the restaurant menu.
Oh, yeah, she's working on it.
Well, I saw she's got grilled sea bass on the specials board tonight.
Yeah, one step at a time. She's still getting her head round warm salad. It's been uphill work for Kenton.
Where's some more balls?
Yeah, fine, I just need to get a drink first. Same again.
Yes, please.
Hey, okay, Harry, come on, I need some help here.
Kirsty.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, it's Fallon's night off, but she won't come out with me.
Oh, really? Hey, that's not good at all. It's a serious offence.
Well, that's right, I keep telling her.
Yeah, I know, I'm determined to stop you having a social life.
See what I mean?
Well.
Same again for both of you.
Yeah, please.
She's not even meant to be working.
Oh, Kirsty, she's allowed to stay in if she wants. Why don't we let her off this time?
Some help you are.
I'm fine, really. I just don't feel like...
Oh, not even for a quick game of balls.
No.
Hey, yeah, that's a great idea. Me and Zofia against you two.
Hey, you're on.
I tell you, Zofia's really getting into it. We've already massacred Tom and Brenda.
Kirsty. Ah, but you haven't come up against my deadly backspin.
Kirsty, no. Sorry, I really don't feel like it, okay?
Yeah. Sure, whatever.
At some other time, then.
Harry, if you want to go back outside, I'll bring these out for you.
Yeah, fine. Okay, thank you.
Fallon?
What?
Come on, Zofia, let's go see if we
can... Oh, my... Harry.
What?
You do. You still like him, don't you?
Like?
I mean, you've still got feelings for him.
No. Well... Okay, so even if I did, it wouldn't do me any good, would it? He's already got a girlfriend, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, Fallon.
Well, it's too late now. I missed my chance, haven't I?
I had a few minutes to spare, so I picked up the key to the village hall.
So what you got there?
Chairs. About a dozen or so.
Oh, we're going to need more than that, Neil.
Yes, I know. That's all I had room for. I've got 20 bags of feed in here as well.
So when are you going to pick up the rest?
Oh, I don't know. Tomorrow sometime?
Well, if you've still got the key, you might as well go back now.
No, I haven't got time now.
What are those empty sacks for?
Well, I scrounged those from Brookfield. For the scarecrows.
Oh, so you got time to mess around with scarecrows, but not for the Christmas.
Susan... Relax, it'll be all right.
Well, I can't do the chairs. I'll be too busy cooking and cleaning the house.
You won't have to. Me and Ed will do that. It's all under control.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm sorry. I mustn't get stressed.
And you've got Clary and Emma to help with the cooking.
Yes, so I do wish I'd taken the afternoon off work.
Well, we've still got tonight and all of tomorrow.
I know.
I'll leave them there for now. Put them in the shed later.
Anyway, I'll have to get off to the dairy.
Okay. And you're not to worry about the christening. Promise?
Oh, it's not just that. It's Christopher too. He's money problems. I was lying awake in the night.
Why? Has he talked to you about it?
Well, no, but after what you said yesterday about him needing even more money if he wants to buy the business.
Oh, well... Ronnie's decided he wants to sell the forge too. It makes sense.
Yeah, for Ronnie, yeah. But how's Chris ever going to find that sort of money?
Oh, perhaps he just can't.
Oh, it'd be such a wonderful opportunity for him.
Yeah, but if they can't afford it, Susan...
I'm sure it's really getting to him.
Well, he didn't seem that worried when I talked to him.
Well, that's because he's too proud to show it. But it must be so hard for him, having to live up to Alice's expectations.
You think it's about Alice?
Oh, of course it is. Money's never been a problem for her, has it? Not the way she was brought up.
Oh, maybe. But if she took him for better or worse...
Oh, Neil, that's not how it works. Different families have different values.
There's nothing wrong with our values.
No, but I'm not sure if Jennifer sees it like that.
Oh, come on, Susan.
It's true. She's too polite to say it, but there's been once or twice recently when she's let it show.
But he's not married to her. He's married to Alice.
Oh, There's no use in me trying to explain, is there?
Well,
I just wish we could afford to help him buy Aunt Ronnie.
Us? We've still got a mortgage of our own to pay off.
Yes, I know that.
Look, and even if we could, they're both grown-ups now, Susan. They'll manage.
I am so looking forward to Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah?
My first go at being a godmother. I've been trying on a few of my party dresses.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I want to look nice for Kira. She'll only have one christening.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't cry all the way through.
Oh, who's going to mind? Anyway, I just called to see if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, that's kind, but...
Well, you must have a whole load of cooking to do, with all those people to feed.
No, it's okay. Mum's organising all that.
Are you sure? I could easily cook up a few chipolatas or something.
No, really.
Alice!
If you just bring yourself, that'd be fine.
Okay, then. Great. Well, I'll see you outside the church.
Okay.
Yeah, bye, then.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Hello, darling. The door was wide open, so I
Hi, Mum.
Look, I won't keep you. I just came to say I'm making a list for the supermarket this afternoon. Is there anything I can get for you?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? I mean, it's no trouble.
Really? I'm just about to go into town myself.
Oh?
Yeah, so I'll stock up with a few frozen pizzas.
Pizzas?
Double cheese and pepperoni, Chris's favourite.
Oh.
And most important of all, I've got to pick up a christening present for Kira.
What do you mean? You still haven't got one?
It's okay, Mum. I've got a few ideas.
Haven't you left it a bit late?
Well, if I can't find anything today, I'll go back tomorrow.
Oh, I hope you find something in time. I'm sure Oliver and Caroline will have got something really nice.
So, I'll find something even better.
I mean, it was very sweet of Ed and Emma to invite us as well, but...
It's a big family occasion, Mum. They wouldn't leave you and Dad off the guest list.
No, no. I'm not sure how long we'll be able to stay at the party.
Why?
You know your father. He's already muttering about the harvest.
So? Even if Dad goes early, you can always stay on.
Yes, I suppose.
Who knows, Mum? You might even enjoy it.
Almost there now. Get this lot packed and into the freezer.
No, there'll be space for it all.
I will squeeze it in somehow. And it won't have to stay in there for long. Pat says they're shifting it almost as fast as we can make it.
She going out again this weekend?
I don't think so.
I suppose she's got enough to do here.
Yeah. Anyway, another half hour, I reckon, then you can get off to the post office.
Yeah, and I'll see you this evening.
Yeah, righto.
It's ever so kind of you, Clara.
No, it's a pleasure. I know you'd do the same for me.
Well, even with your help, it's going to take me all the time I've got. That and cleaning the house.
Oh, yeah.
I said to Neil, I'll have to leave the rest to him. If he's not too busy with his blooming scarecrows.
Oh, it's Neil.
Yeah, he's making a couple for George. The troll and the billy goat gruff.
Oh, so he's helping William.
William? No, he's doing it for Ed and Emma. Why? It's William.
Yeah, the same, the troll and the billy goats for George.
Sounds like George has gotten well organised.
A little scam. Hey, we're going to end up with a lot of billy goats around the place.
I'm surprised your William's got time for all that.
Well, you know, if it's for George, he'll find the time somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, and Susan, now, Nick called round last night, and do you know what? She's offered to help us with the cooking.
Nick?
Yeah, I thought we were ever so sweet of her.
What did you tell her?
Well, I said I'd talk to you and see if there was something she could do.
Oh, well, I don't think there's anything, really.
Nothing at all. I'm sure she'd be only too happy.
No, no. I mean, that was kind of her, but...
Well, even if it's just a little token.
No, no. Neil keeps telling me it's all under control. I need to relax. So that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, this is a nice surprise. Come and sit down.
Okay.
Oh, can I get you a drink to cool you down?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stay long.
I thought I'd come out and deadhead some of these roses.
Hmm.
Oh, did you find a present for Kira?
Oh, yes. Hold on, I'll show you.
I didn't mean to nag you, darling. It's just that I always like to give myself plenty of time.
Here. Look.
Oh, Oh, yes.
A little silver charm bracelet and a couple of charms to go with it.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, it's to keep for when she's bigger. You think that's all right?
Well, I think that's very suitable, darling. Nice and personal, but not too ostentatious.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, I hope she wears it.
Oh, sure she will.
And she can always add more charms as she grows up.
Well, you do see a lot of girls wearing them these days.
Oh, is that this week's Echo?
Yep, I was glancing at it earlier.
Do you mind if I borrow it?
Oh, no, of course not. Oh, there's a bit about those friends of Jamie's who were caught joyriding.
Okay.
Not much, just a mention on one of the inside pages.
Yeah, it's not for that. I only want the jobs section.
Jobs?
Yeah, just to see what's out there.
What kind of jobs, darling?
I don't know. Whatever's going. I don't suppose there'll be much.
Well, but do you really?
I could try Greg Gables again, but I'm probably too late. All the casual jobs have gone.
Oh, you're not really so short of money.
Well, not just that. Your quiz is out all day and I don't want to sit around all summer doing nothing.
Well, I can see that. But, I mean, rather than waste your time as a chambermaid, shouldn't you be thinking further ahead?
What?
Well, try and do something that would help your career. You keep telling us about your friends who were doing these summer internships.
Oh, it's way too late to apply for those,
well,
Mum.
Well, you never know. You could always try one of those high-tech companies in Felpersham.
No chance. Anyway, I wouldn't get paid. I need the money now.
But what about next year, after your postgrad? I mean, the job market's so competitive these days, even with a master's. Shouldn't you at least be doing some research?
Yes, okay, Mum. Maybe I will. I haven't decided.
Of course. I realise that the best career jobs aren't going to be anywhere local, but you
can... Mum! Please, I've only just got back from uni. I don't want to think about that now.
Well, that's up to you.
Yes, it is. So, thanks, but I don't need you to plan my career for me.
All right, darling. I'll stop interfering. You must do whatever you think best.
I know you say not to worry, but I kept thinking about it all afternoon.
What, the chairs?
No, Christopher.
Oh.
Well, even if he could get a loan, it's silly to pay all that interest.
Well, I'm with you there.
But even if we can't help, you'd think that Brian and Jennifer, with all their money...
You reckon they should help him out?
Well, they can afford it. They wouldn't just be helping Christopher, they'd be investing in a nice little business. And it'd be so much better if we can sort this out inside the family.
So are you looking forward to it, kid?
Oh, is that Clara?
Yeah. And Emma.
Hello, you're in good time.
All fired up and ready to go.
Hi, Clary. Hello, love.
Hello. Thought I'd come and lend you some moral support.
Oh, that's nice.
And I wanted a word with you, Dad.
Okay.
I'll just get Kira settled.
Here, I got the cream for the pudding.
Oh, thanks.
Shall I put it straight in the fridge?
Please.
And I'm guessing you've got eggs for the flowers.
Oh, yes. Eggs is something we've got plenty of.
There. Oh, sweetheart, into your chair.
So, you better tell me where to start.
Well, look, let's have some tea before we do anything.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, sit here, Clary.
Oh, and Susan, now, before I forget, I had another call from Nick and she is really keen to help.
Is she?
Yeah, so I asked her to do the sausages.
Sausages?
The hot dogs for the kiddies.
Oh, well, I was going to do those first thing Sunday morning.
Yes, so that'll...
And leave them in the oven to keep warm.
That'll be one less thing for you to worry about. And it'll be nice for Nick to feel like she's involved, you know.
Oh, I see. You just sit there.
Well, is that all right, Susan? I didn't want to interfere with your plans.
No, she's offered.
Look, I can always tell her not to if you'd rather.
No, that's fine. She can do the hot dogs. Here's your tea.
Ah, lovely.
So, Emma, you wanted a word.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking, supposing it does rain on Sunday.
Oh, Emma.
Where's a cheerful thought?
Well, I know you say we can fit everyone in the house.
Yes, we can.
Emma.
Well, what about all the chairs and tables?
Well, them too.
Well, I hope so, because they can't all stand up and eat.
Emma, they won't have to come inside because it's not going to rain.
Oh. Well, how can you be sure?
Because I checked the forecast. It's going to be a lovely day. Nothing's going to go wrong. It'll be the perfect christening party. All right?